Welcome to Wolf 359.
How's it coming? Report.
Well, good morning to you too, Cap.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to day 1093. We can all look forward to more repairs on the Urania.
Hooray.
Officer Eiffel and the ungrateful lout are on rewiring duty. Lieutenant Minkowski is finishing engine recalibration. Captain Loveless is doing spot checks on the interior hull. Though technically not until noon.
Yeah, are you sure you don't want some more ragtime, Cap?
It's fine. Oh, shut up, Eiffel. Here, coffee.
Oh, Captain, my Captain. Thank you.
Ugh.
Hey, better out than in.
Oh, God damn it.
Well, were you okay, Jacoby?
Fine. Everything is fine.
Can you ping the telemetry receiver for a sec?
Hold on. Okay, pinged.
How's it looking, Minkowski?
I don't want to jinx it, but good. Really good. You still okay to help me with the compressor coil later on?
Yeah, you got it.
Sounds like everybody's day is gonna be a blast. Ow! Aren't I here for my expert opinions?
Keep them up and we'll dump you back in the brig with Kepler. Are you gonna be okay with him?
Yeah, Cap. Billy Boy's gonna go Slaughterhouse 359 without Colonel Cathcart's say-so.
I'm going to pretend I understood that. More importantly, are you going to be okay with Minkowski?
What? Why wouldn't I? It's fine. We're just both a little 12 Angry Men out, I think. But I promise, the kids are all right, Cap.
Eiffel? Is there a reason you keep calling me Cap?
I do?
You do.
My bad, Cap. 10, Captain Loveless? Must be more tired than I thought.
Pace yourself. We're almost there.
Hey! Am I gonna be the only one actually doing work on this?
Hold your hydraulic horsepower, I'm coming!
Have fun.
Well, that went well.
Shut up.
Ah, I'm sure she didn't notice any of that super palpable tension.
Mind your own business, right?
You are gonna have to tell her eventually. Might be good to get it over with before you're inserting Cap into every other syllable.
All right, fistful of dynamite. First, I don't need to take any advice from you, because second, the only eventually that matters is the one where we fix the ship, get ourselves earthbound, and go back to our regularly scheduled programming. Got it?
Whatever you say.
Can you hand me the secondary coil?
Yeah. Here.
That sounded like progress.
You have the dampeners?
Yes, sir.
Minkowski.
Yeah?
Why haven't you taken command back?
What? You miss taking orders?
I kinda miss disobeying them. Seriously, I know it's only been a couple of days, but in Hephaestus Crisis dog years, that's like two Labradors. What's going on?
I'm trying to get the ship fixed.
Ship's gonna need a captain.
Well, out of the two of us, which one is actually a captain? Sorry, I... Can we talk about this when I'm not up to my elbows in engine parts?
Sure. Last piece?
Last piece. Vera?
Already running engine diagnostics.
Here's hoping.
Congratulations, sirs. The Urania's engine is operational.
Scan again.
I've already scanned three times. Looking at about 96% chance of reaching Earth.
Well, then all we have left to do is to integrate your servers, Hera.
Which, let's not forget to do that.
Starting tomorrow.
I can clean up. You head back to the Hephaestus, Captain.
Sure. See you tomorrow, Commander.
Yeah. Tomorrow. How's our position looking, Hera?
Fine. We're still well away from the red line, and if we get what we need done tomorrow, I'm not sure there's much of a point trying any course correction.
I keep thinking about what we need to get ready for next week, but...
This may be our last week. Lieutenant, do you think it's worth speaking to Lovelace about...
No. No, like you said, we're almost out of here. No point stirring up anything now.
I know, but it's important, so...
No, Hera. It's okay. Really.
Okay. Whatever you say, Lieutenant.
How's it going?
Good morning to you too, Cap.
What are you
doing? Good morning, everyone. Welcome to day 1093. We can all look forward to more repairs on the Urania.
Hooray.
Officer Eiffel and the ungrateful lout are on rewiring duty. Lieutenant Minkowski is finishing engine recalibration. Captain Lovelace is doing spot checks on the interior hull, though technically not until noon.
Yeah, you sure you don't want more rack time, Cap?
You've been pulling quadruple shifts lately. Cap, I think that was your cue for something reassuring and/or snappy. Okay, I think we've hit a wall here. Let's go slow. Coffee. Thank you. That's the stuff. Oh, don't you start. Better out than in.
Wait. What is... Did you... Hera? Can you repeat the date?
It's day 1093.
Wasn't day 1093 yesterday?
No. Yesterday was day 1092.
See, that's kind of how human calendars work,
hey,
but...
Hey, drop it. You alright, Cap?
I'm fine. It's just... never mind. Let's get the servers done.
Actually, before that, we need to install the coil compressor to the engine.
No, we installed the compressor.
You mean this compressor.
No, that's...
Oh, God damn it.
You okay, Jacoby?
Fine. Everything is fine.
What in the name of God is...
Hey, Eiffel. Can you ping the telemetry receiver for a sec?
Hold on. Okay, pinged.
Minkowski?
Yes?
What's the engine status?
I don't want to jinx it, but good. Really good. Still okay to help me with the coil compressor today, Captain?
Yeah, I guess I...
You sure you're okay, Cap?
It's fine, Eiffel. I must be more tired than I thought.
Just let me know if you'll be able to help with the reassembling, Captain.
Yeah, I said I would.
See you later, then.
Someone gonna come help me out with this panel or what?
Yeah, hold your hydraulic horsepower.
You okay, Cap?
Yeah. Just a headache, I guess.
Pace yourself, Cap. We're almost there.
Yeah. Eiffel, is there a reason you're... Never mind. See you later. So, how's it?
Really?
Good morning to you, too. Sheesh.
Morning, everyone. Welcome to day 1093. We can all look forward to...
No. Stop it. What the hell is going on here? That thing...
What?
The coil compressor?
Yes, the coil compressor. Why is it out of the engine?
In, like, the philosophical sense?
No, in the sense of, I know for a fact, that thing should be inside the engine. That sense.
Yeah, that's why you and Minkowski are gonna put it there later today?
No, that's not what I... No, wait, don't touch that.
Oh, God damn it.
You okay, Jacoby?
Fine.
Everything
is fine.
Minkowski, get up here. Now.
Roger that. I'm on my way.
Cap? What are you doing?
What do you mean, what?
There is something going on here. It's the exact same goddamn day as yesterday.
That's not possible.
Yeah, no kidding. Eiffel.
Not completely sure what you're looking for here, Cap.
A little support?
I'm not sure what...
To put it in your brand of remedial terms, the universe is turning me into Phil frickin' Connors.
Who?
Phil. From Groundhog Day.
Oh, right, of course. Groundhog Day. That great, great film. With the ground and the hogs.
You haven't seen Groundhog Day.
Everyone's got a blind spot, okay? I'm not proud of it.
Okay, forget the movie. You guys seriously don't know what I'm talking about?
No.
What's going on?
Ooh, can I tell her?
Minkowski, have you ever noticed any temporal weirdness? Like
days repeating themselves? Yeah, that's happened before.
I'm sorry, what now?
Every now and then, I'd think that a day just started over.
How come you never told me about this?
I did tell you. Repeatedly.
Ooh.
At first, I thought it was just me, but you think it's happening? Right now?
Thank you. Yes, I think so.
What made you notice it?
I mean, everything, the fact that the coil compressor you and I installed is magically out of the engine again, then Jacoby always shocks himself on a wire, Hira makes a PA announcement.
Well, to be fair, I do a lot of those.
No, but a specific one, word for word, and Eiffel keeps burping.
I also do that a lot.
It's the whole day, okay? It just keeps starting over.
And only you notice it?
Oh. I see. Well, that's just fantastic. This must be care of our intergalactic frenemies. And since I'm, well, me, I'm the only one that's picking up on their daily mulligans. It's the only explanation.
I think you're forgetting the other one.
Which other one?
The one where you're just cuckoo for Cocoa Puff?
I will gag you.
Oh, come on. Like, you're not all thinking it. Someone had to say it.
You do believe me, right?
Yeah, I do. I've seen it happen before.
And it does make sense that only you'd be able to consciously perceive it.
Yeah, we're not in the business of being skeptical. Especially after hearing how our friend Captain Zhang was getting gaslit by her star.
Yeah, and she was fully human.
At least she thought she was.
We got your back, okay?
Great. Thank you.
So what are you thinking? How do we stop this?
Well, I'm open to ideas.
Don't listen to Jacoby. I'm sure we'll figure it out. I mean, it can't go on forever, right?
Eiffel, what are you... Oh, no.
Good morning to you too, Cap. Jeez.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to day 1093.
Time is looping. We are...
Better out than in, right?
God damn it.
Hey, Eiffel, can you ping the telemetry receiver for a sec?
Everybody, we need to...
Back it up. Coffee?
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to day 1093.
Not again.
You okay, Cap?
Fine. Just this damn headache.
Better out than in, right?
God damn it.
Something wrong, Cap?
All right, everybody, stop.
What do you mean, looping?
It's happened before.
Is this an alien thing?
No. Well... Yes, but not... Oh. What? Okay, one more time from the top.
Hey, morning, Cap.
Why?
Morning, everyone. Welcome to day 1093.
Excuse me. Better out than in, though, right?
God damn it.
Are you sure you're...
I'm fine. It's just a headache. Can we... Please focus on the time loop.
Morning, everyone.
Is it, Hira? Is it a good morning?
Better out than in, huh, Cap?
God damn it.
This has happened before.
This kind of sounds like an alien.
Of course it's an alien thing, you dingbat. Would you quit? Oh.
Let me get you some aspirin.
No, focus. Time loop.
Sure, I'm getting this time thing. Could we go back to the beginning? Good morning, everyone.
Whew. Well, better out than in, right, Cap? Whoa, excuse me. Better out than in, though, huh, Cap?
Bah.
Pardon me. Whew. Still better out than in, wouldn't you say, Cap?
Bah.
Ooh. I didn't know I had it in me, but better out than in, huh, Cap?
Bah.
Pardon me. Whew. Still better out than in, wouldn't you say, Cap?
Bah. Bah.
Ooh. Didn't know I had that in me. But hey, better out than in, right?
Call me Cap one more time. Go ahead. Do it. See what happens.
Good morning, everyone.
God damn it.
So, every day, we forget that we've already done this, and we just keep fixing the engine, which then gets unfixed every night. And then no matter what we do, we just forget about it and do it all over again. Right?
Beautifully put.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm getting this. It kind of sounds like something out of a bad sci-fi show.
Okay. One more time, from the top. Time. Time travel. Time loops. Possible?
Theoretically.
What's the theory?
Well, it's borderline impossible to verify from a non-subjective perspective. But under the right experimental conditions, evidence of some time anomalies has been observed. Why are you asking?
Because I'm asking. Wolf 359. That count as the right experimental conditions.
Lately? Sure.
And what would a time loop look like? How long would it last?
That's a bit outside my area of expertise. You know, this is one of those times when it'd be real handy to have one of Goddard's top scientific minds on hand to...
Stick to the subject. Explain to the best of your abilities.
I'd say it'll go on and on until something breaks it.
Breaks it?
Yeah. All our research points to time having a somewhat elastic quality. Events have a way of rearranging themselves into familiar patterns and outcomes. If the players are the same, the stage is the same, the script's the same, well, the play's gonna look real familiar.
So what? Events resist change?
That seemed like such a stretch. It's what makes time loops even remotely possible. But, well, think of it this way. Rubber band can stretch, but sooner or later, something's gonna make it snap. Nothing stays the same forever.
So how do you get things to snap?
You lean back, give it time. No pun intended. Entropy always wins out in the end.
And if we, theoretically, wanted to give entropy a bit of a kick in the ass?
Well, in the highly unlikely event you experience one of these anomalies, there might be one or two ways for you to give things a bit of a push. in the right direction.
Hey, Cap.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to day...
Shut up, Hira. Minkowski, flight deck. Now.
Cap? What's up?
Honestly, I've explained too many times. Step away from the consoles.
Why am I stepping?
Because we're in a time loop and...
Wait, time loop?
Yes, I am saying, and yes, we are.
What's going on?
Time. Time anomalies. We're looping, reliving the same day.
Okay. Wow. I thought I'd seen those before, but...
You're really taking her side?
Oh, give me strength. Yes, Jacoby, she is taking my side. Yes, Eiffel, she has told you about this before. And yes, Minkowski, I'm the one that's noticing because alien and alien and I'm an alien and alien. Moving on.
Okay, is anyone else really
freaked
out by how
she's
doing
that mind reading?
Hey, wait,
no,
stop
it!
Stop it! How are you
be
doing this?
And the number you were thinking of was 4.5. Trust me. I've been here before.
How many times?
A lot. A lot.
Captain, the other times... Has your nose started bleeding?
Oh. Well, that's new.
All right. This is happening. What do we need to do?
That's a really good question. Whatever this is doing to me, you all keep doing the same things.
Same things? Like... like what?
Like that, Eiffel. That stupid... Oh, god damn it.
Are you all right?
Fine. I think going through the same day so many times is messing with my head.
Yeah, or maybe you're just cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
I will gag you.
Oh, just let him say it.
Excuse me? I don't think I heard you...
Okay, look, you guys have all been really great, okay? You've been super sweet and super supportive and super kumbaya, even though I can tell you all think I'm crazy. And you know what that's done for the cause? Jack.
So, what do you say?
We've tried easing into this. Let's go for the sledgehammer approach this round. Look, I know you. I know most of you. I can tell when there's something on your mind you're not saying, and right now you all stink of it. So, you know what? I think we need to get whatever we're all not talking about out in the open in order to literally move forward. Who would like to begin?
Well, if it's for the good of the ship and the well-being of her crew, then I suppose I'll make the sacrifice. I have never seen Groundhog Day. Yes, I know it involves a day repeating itself, and perhaps my personal failure to complete the Bill Murray film canon is why we're in this.
Ready to take this seriously?
Captain, we needed that computer.
Don't worry. It'll come back. And Minkowski, I'm sorry.
What? Why?
Because I'm about to call you a coward. Why are you being such a coward?
Hey!
I get what happened was horrible, but the only way you're going to face it is as the commander. I know that, and you know that. Even Eiffel knows that.
Please don't bring me into this.
I am not hiding from anything.
Bull crap. I want to know, why does the great Rene Minkowski want to slink away from Wolf 359 with her tail between her legs?
Oh, you're one to...
Mm-hmm. Tell me. That's an order.
Look, there's a difference between being in command and being in control. You've never handled not being in control.
Good. Keep it coming.
You know what? You want to hear this? Sure. As soon as things went south, you couldn't face failure as a soldier, so you got out of it by playing the martyr.
I'm sorry, was I the one who shot me in the head?
You baited Kepler.
To give you time. To save Eiffel.
And have I mentioned how badass that was? Because it was—
Shut up, Eiffel! You didn't trust me. You weren't willing to believe that I, or Hera, or Hilbert could pull things together. So you leapt, like you always leap, and hoped the dice would land your way. Why don't I retake command? Because I've never been in command. That's a lie, and I am done with lies.
Great. Next.
What?
You don't think you're respected enough to lead. You're wrong, by the way, but now we know. Who's up next? Eiffel? Jacoby?
I mean, we don't like each other.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't particularly like that you blow things up for the By and Large Corporation. And I'm pretty sure you want to kill all of us.
Yeah, slowly and painfully.
But I guess, other than that, we're cool.
Not good enough. Dig deeper.
What do you want me to say?
I don't know, like
Jacoby, you're telling me that after everything Kepler hid from you, after—
Okay. Let me be clear. I do not give any portion of a damn about what happens to any of you. I am only working with you because you have made it clear my options are to go along or get thrown out an airlock.
And that's every day of my life. Those are the good days of my life.
Let the grown-ups do the talking, okay, brave little toaster?
Captain, I'm next.
Have at it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
You are despicable, Jacoby. I have never met someone who worked so hard at being inhuman.
What do you know about being human?
I know plenty.
I don't think so. See, I had this friend who wouldn't shut up about her talking toys. She did everything for them, including one time rewiring an entire freaking space station. That makes a person feel gratitude. You may be unfamiliar with the concept, but among its many features is the way it keeps people from letting their friends get killed.
I tried to stop it. I tried to stop it even after she lied to me, tricked me.
She was Black Ops. What did you expect from her?
No, you don't understand. You— Back on Earth, I tried to escape from the testing facility, but they caught me and they put this thought into my head. And every second, it tells me that I can't do anything. And they made it so I didn't remember them putting it there, so that I thought it was my voice and that it was telling me the truth. But it wasn't. Maxwell figured it out. She showed me that I was stronger than that voice. And then, less than 2 months later, she reached into my brain and started moving pieces around. So I'd want what she wanted. That's who she was, Jacoby. That's how your friend treated people.
Realizations about horrific manipulation. Excellent. Eiffel.
No. Hey, look at the time. Someone should clean up the— I'll grab the—
Oh, no, you don't. Spit it out.
Eiffel, just say it. It's okay.
No, it's not. It's not okay, Cap.
But you keep calling me Cap, like the next time you'll get 3 wishes.
Fine, I'm freaked, okay? I saw you die. I saw— You were gone, okay? And now you're not. I keep trying to see you as the badass, funny, beyond cool person you are, because you are that person, but then it just pops into my head. Everything Kepler said, and I hate it. I hate myself for feeling it, but sometimes I'm afraid of you.
Well, me too, Eiffel. Me too.
Can't wait to do this again tomorrow.
Shut up, Jacoby!
So, how's it going?
Good morning to you too, Captain.
Wait, Minkowski? Where's Jacoby?
Not here. Arsenic and Old Lace are both safely locked up for the day.
But what day is it?
Day 1094.
Oh, thank God.
How's your head?
Headache free, finally. You all remember then?
Oh yeah. Hard to forget how afraid of Virginia Woolf that all got.
But it worked. All the things we said, ugly as they were, they must have gotten us out of the loop.
Well, maybe. We also changed the main flight computer by, you know, shooting it.
Does that mean we're...
stuck here? Looks that way.
Which makes sense. Why else would they go through the trouble of getting our record to skip?
What do you mean?
We can't fly away now, so we have to fix the station and work out their little riddle in the dark.
I'm sorry. Maybe Kepler's right. Maybe I'm not in control of what I'm doing.
You know, we were just getting to the opposite conclusion.
You were?
If you were just a puppet, there'd be easier ways to get you to sabotage the Urania.
Like, a million of them.
And how is that a good thing?
Because it's like Radiohead says. You do it to yourself. And that's what really hurts. They clearly don't want us going anywhere. And they want it to be a choice. Your choice. Whatever else is going on in the minds of our alien overlords, I don't think they see you as just a puppet. And that's something.
Yeah. That's something.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written by Sarah Shackett and directed by Gabrielle Urbina. The role of Eiffel was played by Zach Valenti. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Sherjarko. The role of Hera was played by Michaela Swee. The role of Loveless was played by Cecilia Lynn Jacobs. The role of Kepler was played by Zach Labresco. And the role of Jacoby was played by Noah Mazur. Original music by Alan Rohde, and audio recording by Jared Paul. Want to give Entropy a push in the right direction? Do so by supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/wolf359radio. Thank you to Rena Sarame, The Gravo Situation, and all our patrons for being super sweet and supportive, and kumbaya. Visit us at wolf359.fm to get full episodes and extras, or follow us on Tumblr and Twitter at Wolf359 Radio for news and more.